Less than 2 weeks ago, the Boston Red Sox were three outs away from being eliminated from the baseball playoffs. Today, they're poised to complete a stunning turnaround. Boston beat St. Louis last night 4-1, and Boston has now taken a 3-0 lead in the World Series. It's possible to point out that a 3-0 lead did not hold up in the American League Championship Series, but the Red Sox are just one victory away from breaking the most talked-about championship drought in sports. From St. Louis, NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
The World Series came back to St. Louis last night. Good news for the Cardinals, who were undefeated in 6 home playoff games prior to the World Series. Dressed in St. Louis red and white, Cardinals fans who braved the nasty rainy weather were ready to do what they could to keep the home field unbeaten streak alive. They booed the bad guys from Boston. They cheered the good guys from St. Louis. But in the end, they could do nothing. With each Boston hit, with each St. Louis strikeout or missed opportunity, the crowd simply retreated. Boston struck quickly. Left fielder Manny Ramirez hit a home run in the top of the first inning. In the bottom of the first, he made a rare outstanding defensive play, throwing out a St. Louis runner at home plate. Boston pitcher Pedro Martinez pitched what some are calling the best game of his stellar career. Baseball's top pitcher in the late 1990s, Martinez has been known more recently for sometimes strange behavior and for being the object of derision by opposing fans. But last night, he held the Cardinals to 3 hits and no runs in 7 innings.
Thanks to God, my teammates did the work for me, did the dirty work, played some defense. They gave us a little bit of a break and a third inning play. And after that, I just used my experience and threw strikes and got them swinging.
That third inning break happened when St. Louis starting pitcher Jeff Suppan failed to score from third base on a ground ball and then got thrown out trying to get back to third. Bad base running, he admitted later. The Cardinals can't afford any more of those mistakes, says left fielder Reggie Sanders. He and his teammates have to figure out quickly how to get St. Louis back to being a team that won more games than any other in the regular season.
Forget about 3 games and really start all over and figure out or get back to what we've done all year long, and that's played good fundamental baseball and start from there, and that's really all we can do.
In a wonderful twist of irony, St. Louis now must gain inspiration from the team it's trying to beat. Last week against the New York Yankees, Boston became the first team in baseball history to win a playoff series after being behind 3-0. So St. Louis knows it can be done, and of course, so do the Red Sox, which is why tonight's starting pitcher in Game 4, Derek Lowe, will not let his mind wander to an image of euphoric Red Sox players piling on top of each other after the final out.
No, because I'm telling you, you learn so much from what happened against New York. When you're in that situation, you try to get the first win, and you know, and you saw what happened with us, and I know, you know, they're probably saying the same things to one another. They saw this exact thing happen a week ago.
So no talk of first titles since 1918, no talk of ending baseball curses, not yet at least. There's one game to play, one game on which two teams are desperately focused. Tom Goldman, NPR News, St. Louis.